From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. The Packers fresh off a 24-15 victory over Jacksonville to go to 5-3. I'm Wayne Larrabee, along with Lance Allen and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Congratulations, Mike. Three in a row. Thank you. Your film study of the Jacksonville game, you weren't real thrilled after the ball game, but as you looked at it and looked at the tape, evaluated, what were your thoughts on the win over Jacksonville?
Well, I was thrilled after the game. We won the game. So let's make that clear. But I think it's very, very important to, you know, take a step back every Monday because the film always tells you the truth. I thought our defense played very well. Most of our players graded out very high. Special teams, you know, we had a huge play with Devon House that was really, I felt, was, you know, set the tempo for the whole game. You know, offensively, really, our struggles were more technical, and that's always, to me, if you're going to have issues, that's a positive, because those are things that you can correct in-house, and that'll be our focus as we prepare for Arizona.
Mike, I understand in the Monday team meeting, some guys were hanging their heads, and you had a specific message for them as far as, you know, it's a win.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but, I mean, guys almost treated it like we didn't play well and whatever, and you had a message for them.
Well, I think it's important, too. I mean, you know, we had a rough halftime. You know, some things were said after the game. No one's tougher on the players than the players themselves. I mean, something I'm very proud of, this football team that I'm coaching, they're very accountable. So you can – when I walk into the team meeting, that itself really tells you how the film went. And – So it was really quiet, and so with that we go through the corrections, you know, good, bad, and ugly, everything, and we always have our team meeting last because we want everybody to view the film, and then I put the conclusion together. So and I go through all the offensive grades, which they've already seen, but you want the defensive players to know, see how the offense was graded, and you want the defense also to be graded in front of the whole team. So it's just a. It's just sort of raw accountable. But so with that, we made our corrections. And really, Mondays are important to move on to the next game. So, at the end of it is, hey, we're 5-3. We won three in a row. And you definitely want to learn hard lessons after a win than obviously the alternative. And that's really where we stood today.
Mike, due to injuries, you had a lot of guys starting for the first time maybe this year, some for the first time in their careers. When you look at that and all the new people who are involved, and not just starters, but when you bring elevate a guy from backup to starter, that means somebody is new in the special teams area, maybe somebody new in the sub packages. Was that part of why maybe the Packers didn't fire on all cylinders right away in this ball game?
Well, it definitely plays into it because we did play a lot of different players in different packages. And offensively, you know, for example, moving in and out of those different groups during the course of the game, it is tougher. The players with not as much experience to get into a really good rhythm, too. So, I mean, that's something that we always look at and are conscious of as we go through. But it is important when your team is stressed, like we are right now, with the injuries, that you try to, you know, forecast how many plays players are going to go play into the game. I mean, that's important because, you know, we do have players that are playing that maybe – playing 55 plays is not the right thing. B.J. Rodgers was not supposed to play, you know, I think he played 62 or 52 plays in a game. That was not the plan. But, you know, with the injuries to, you know, Jarrell Worthy and Mike Neal, you have to shift gears. So, but that's all part. That's a game of football. That's the way it goes. And those are all the little challenges within the game that we experience as a football team.
Your special teams have really become a weapon, Mike. And on that punt block, there were only 10 guys in the field. Is that something to confuse the opponent, or is that just the way it kind of shook out?
Well, I'm glad we're laughing about it. In the reality of the player that was missing was actually supposed to be aligned on the other side. So, that makes you feel any better. But it's just an excellent play by Devon and in the scheme and the ability to shave the corner. I really think it shows you his ability to close the gap and his length on that block. That's about as clean as one I've seen in some time.
Really quick, as we finish up this segment, I'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about the running game. You said after the game that you're going to take a look at it. You're going to take a look at how you're teaching it, how you're blocking it, how you're running it. What is your impression now as you took a look at the tape?
Well, I mean, there's always, you know, two components of the run game. It's the run blocking unit and what's going on there, and then obviously the runner. And, you know, there's decision-making, course, the cut and technique involved in that. And frankly, there's corrections that need to be made in them both. So we'll stay the course. We'll spend a little more time on the run game this week as a coaching staff, and make sure that we're giving our players the best information, the best scheme to be successful.
All right. Stay tuned. Coming up on the Mike McCarthy Show, our special guest, Devon House, who burst on the scene on special teams in the Jacksonville game. Stay with us. McCarthy Show. Our guest this week is a fourth-round draft choice in 2011 out of New Mexico State. Had the big play in the game against Jacksonville, the block punt. Welcome, quarterback Devon House. Great to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Devon, football people like Mike talk about this all the time. A player makes such an impact, such a growth spurt from year one to year two in the National Football League. You played in just two games as a rookie. You didn't see any time in the defense. You played special teams. But this year you came to camp ready to go and earned a starting berth going into that first preseason game. Talk a little bit about what you did during the offseason, the maturation of your game.
It was just dedication. As soon as the season's over with, you know, I was like, man, I don't like sitting there and watching my team win, lose. Especially on Sundays, you want to go out there with your team and help them win. So my whole offseason was to get healthy and to get better, and I believe I did.
You certainly did, and you had a great training camp, and then the shoulder injury against San Diego took you down a little bit. But you're just getting back now. You're playing with a brace on your shoulder. I talked to you the other day about it. Is it something you have to think about? Is it something you have to be concerned about when you're out there playing?
No, when I'm out there, I'm full throttle. I feel like, with the shoulder, ankle, knee, whatever it is, if I'm out there, I'm out there giving my best, and I'm going to go out there and perform.
Mike, talk a little bit about this prospect, because when he was drafted, size, speed, 6 feet, almost 200 pounds, that's a good-sized cornerback, especially one who can run. Talk a little bit about what your plans were and how excited you were on draft day when Devon was chosen.
Well, excellent size and definitely strength, and even more so from year one to year two. But his length, I mean, he's exceptional. His ability to get his hands on receivers. He's someone as an offensive player, he's someone you really got to prepare for. So he does a great job with that, especially for a young player, and it's exciting to see him. He's only going to continue to grow.
Devon, I know you had some injury problems last year. That's part of why you weren't on the field more, but how much of it also is just learning how to be a pro, learning how to study tape, learning how to prepare, learning how to get ready to play a football game on this level? Is there a learning curve there?
I mean, it is. It is big. That might have been the most I had to struggle with, was just becoming a pro, knowing that this is business. This is what I do for a living. And, my second year, I feel like it's a whole different mentality for me. It's not just out here to have fun. It's out here, this is work. People live off what we do. Lambeau feeds off what we do.
Yeah, you got to keep winning because guy employed over there, that's your part of your business. Mike, talk a little bit about that with young players. You have to, as a coach, be a little patient with guys, don't you?
Well, it's definitely what our program's been built on. We're a draft and develop program. Devon's an excellent example of that. The jump that they make from year one to year two, you can really see it in the weight room. I know Mark Labatt was very excited about the path that he took from March all the way through. So it's our foundation, and it's working. He's a great example of it.
And we're very excited you're back on the field, that's for sure. Lance Allen standing by with some questions from the audience. Lance?
All right, thanks, Wayne. First up, we have Joe, and he has a question for the coach.
First of all, thanks, Coach, for the great job and the great victory. Seeing we're moving into the hunting season and growing up in Pittsburgh, were you an avid hunter? And after your coaching days are over, would you like to get back to it again?
Well, I would not say I was an avid hunter. Actually, I probably never really went hunting till I went away to college. Our whole family played a lot of basketball. So, but I do remember hunting day, just like here in Green Bay. The orange comes out strong, and everybody is skipping school or taking school off and things like that. But maybe hunting is something I can get into in the future, especially being here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Next up, we have Michelle. She has a question for Devon.
Devon, Devon, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on that block. Awesome job.
Thank you.
My question to you is, have you ever had such a great play like that in your college career?
My freshman year in college, first game I ever started, I had an interception for 104 yards, and I scored. And then later on in that game, I had another interception for 64 yards. So it was pretty close.
All right, next up we have Dave, and he has a question for Devon as well.
Yes, Devon, I was wondering, as a fourth-round draft pick coming in here, do you remember that moment in training camp when you said to yourself, gee, you know, I think I can really make it here?
Man, so long ago. It might have been a pass where I was going against, might have been against Jordy, and didn't pick the ball off, but I batted the ball away, and I batted it away against A-Rod, and I was like, well, you know, I touched A-Rod's ball, so I might be here for a reason.
All right, great questions, great answers. Next up, Wayne and Devon on the Telestrator. You are watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
On count, Jeremy Cain with the snap, knee-high snap. And
it's blocked and bounded inside the 10. Scooped up on the play by the Packers. Batted into the end zone and covered in the end zone by Green Bay. Devon Hass blocked it, and the Packers have recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to go inside the playbook with Devon Hass. And let's talk special teams, because this is the play of your career thus far.
So far.
A block punt second quarter against Jacksonville. Packers already leading 7-3. Talk a little bit about this. First off, I want to point out, let's count the guys here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And Randall Cobb back here is 10. So degree of difficulty real high now. You're down one guy.
Yeah.
I know that wasn't the plan, but that's how we just drew it up. Let's take a look at where you are. You're up here, correct?
Yes, correct. First thing, you know, they start their cadence, so I'm thinking, you know, it's time for me to go. So I started moving, and if you play a little bit more, I stop. Then I was like, okay, well, I got to disguise a little bit because they pointed me out, you know, cornerback's coming. So I'm going to go all the way down. We'll play it again. As you see, then, you know, I disguise a little bit more. I stand up, and I come back this way a little bit too, you know, maybe to show that, you know, maybe he's not coming.
Right.
But eventually, I got to get back down. As you see, I get back down real quick, and you play a little bit more.
Stop it right there. Okay, yeah. Now, these are the two upbacks. These are the protectors right here. Actually, there are three of them, but two of them are assigned to you guys, you and Jamari Lattimore coming off the edge, correct?
Yeah, correct. What's supposed to happen, the far back man, he's supposed to block me. The wingman is supposed to block Jamari Lattimore. Well, the wingman blocks Jamari, and I don't know what this guy's doing at all.
He blocked Jamari, too.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I know at this point, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get through. They pointed me out. I don't know. I'm going to still go on my hardest and see what happens. Well, you play a little bit more. Right here, I'm like, you know, we want a little bit, please. About this time right here, I'm thinking, you know, I might block the punt, you know. So, you know, by then, it's a split second, but it seems like, you know, it's taking forever for me to get there. So eventually,
go ahead and roll.
Play a little bit more, all the way till I block it. So boom, I block it. So first thing I'm thinking, I got to get the ball because I want to score two now.
You're looking for the daily double.
Yeah. Well, I look up. We want a little bit, please. I look up, and I see Jamari getting the ball. I'm like, okay, well, at least I'm going to block for him to see what happens.
Here you are right here.
Well, little did I know, this punter sees me, and it doesn't turn out too good for me. Play it right here. Boom.
Well, he knocked you to the ground.
I fall down. Francois kicks it in zone. Moses falls on it. Touchdown, Packers.
It looked great. Yes, exactly. Same play, end zone view, really quick. This is you right here.
Yeah.
Again, show us what you're doing. And these are the two guys that screwed up on the play, correct?
Yeah, correct. We have Casey over here coming back this way. And so what they counted was 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I really don't know what these two people are doing. And I guess he's trying to block these two guys at the same time. Well, like I said before, I'm disguising, come this way. And finally, when the ball snapped, I go sky free and no one touches me.
Take a look at it from the end zone view and you see how clean a look you got. Boy, this is almost like stealing candy, as Hank Stram would once say. Nobody touches you. Oh, boy. Yeah. That had to feel good when you made impact with the ball there.
No, it didn't.
Oh, it didn't?
it actually hurts really bad having the ball kicked at you.
Well,
so.
Physically it does, but spiritually you've
got to be high.
Oh,
yeah. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
That's great. Great job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wonderful
Thank
play.
You. Thank you.
Devon House, stay tuned. Lance Allen's shout-outs are coming up next. We're back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Shout-out time. And off the Jacksonville game, shout-out. Let's give a shout-out to James Jones on offense. 7 catches, 78 yards, a long gain of 31. They play their safeties high a lot. There's a lot of traffic there in the secondary. James Jones, big receiver who can find his way through traffic, Candy.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been talking about James a lot on this show. I mean, he's having a heck of a year, and he's definitely been clutch for Aaron all year.
The defensive player of the game and the defensive shout-out goes to Morgan Burnett, who had 11 total tackles, 9 of them solo, and a very big sack as well. And without Charles Woodson, Mike, out there, was there something said between the two of them to just say, hey, with Charles being out, now it's obviously Morgan's time to kind of take control back there?
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll say this. I thought it was clearly one of Morgan's best games as a Green Bay Packer. So I thought he played exceptional, did a great job of playing down in the box. MD Jennings also rotating in and out of there, too. I thought MD even played well. But, yeah, excellent. I thought Morgan was big against Jacksonville.
Yeah, and as you said on tape, on film, your young players in the secondary played pretty well in that ballgame.
Absolutely. We're very pleased with the way, not only just the secondary, but the whole defense played.
Brad Jones is our unsung hero. Brad had 10 tackles, 7 solos. Now, he moved inside this year, Mike, and now has a chance to step up and play full-time. You've had 2 injuries at the inside linebacker spot next to A.J. Hawk. Talk a little bit about Brad Jones.
Brad Jones is a heck of a football player. I mean, he has been his whole time here. He hasn't been given a lot of opportunities, particularly at the inside linebacker position. I think he's a very natural inside linebacker. But, Morgan and Brad were our game ball winners as a coaching staff, so it's nice to see you guys are finally.
We're in sync.
Yeah. It's taking you 8 weeks, but that's good.
We're slow learners.
Yeah. Halfway point, we're finally there. And the play of the game, no doubt about it, it was sent to us via Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show each and every week. And everybody, Mike, loved, obviously, the blocked punt. Yeah. Devon House, first blocked punt that you guys have had since 2003. And then Desmond Moses, the job that he did, because that's a free ball. It's rolling all over the place. And he had the presence of mind to get on that thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what we call it, scoop and score. It's something we practice, every Thursday. And it was great to see us finish with the touchdown. But Devon House was our special team game ball winner as a coaching staff, and that's just such a big play. It gave me memories of Albert Lewis, a great pump blocker in Kansas City.
3 for 3. We were on every single
We've got insider information, Coach. I just want you to know
we're
that.
Getting better at this. Hey, one more extra shout-out to all of the East Coast Packer fans that are here because they can't get out of Green Bay because of Hurricane Sandy. Thanks to you as well. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Overflow crowd here this week. Thanks very much.
Time to wrap things up on the Mike McCarthy Show. The Packers take on an Arizona team that's on a little bit of a short week. Well, a little bit. I mean, they played Monday night against San Francisco at home, and they come to Green Bay this week. The Arizona Cardinals, Mike, got off to a very good start this season. I know they've had some injuries, but this is a team with a guy like Larry Fitzgerald out there they can threaten.
Well, definitely. I mean, like you said, they start off 4-0, and this is always a tough game. It's an NFC game. The NFC West has been, definitely a challenge for us this year. So it's important for us to get this NFC contest.
A lot of fans wondering about Jordy Nelson's availability and his hamstring injury. What do you have to say, Mike?
Well, Jordy was able to test out before the game Sunday, and he was pretty close. But it's going to probably take probably at least till Friday for us to answer your question.
Do players kind of get up for that last game before the bye week? They know they got a little bit of a vacation coming. Is there a little more juice maybe in the preparation and game day?
Well, I think we're all focused on being 6-3.
You said it's non-negotiable. You got to be 6-3.
That's called a way of emphasizing.
Good technique,
yeah,
Coach.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, congratulations on the win over Jacksonville. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, again, Mike McCarthy Show coming up next week. For Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee. Great to have you with us, especially those from the East Coast of the audience today. We'll see you next week following the Arizona game. Have a good week, everybody.